Austin's premier service company, ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC is expanding several departments, and they're looking for employees. If you've got experience in pest control or want to be trained for the job by the best in the business, apply online today. ABC would love to bring you aboard for a long-term career with full benefits. Apply now at abchomeandcommercial.com.
Stop putting off LASIK. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. Call 512-596-2020 or go online to schedule your free consultation today. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Hands together, folks. It is Friday. You've made it to the end of another busy week. Wet week for the most part. Beautiful yesterday, though. Should be at least dry today. I don't think we're going to have the sun that we did yesterday. But weekend will continue to be rainy, it looks like, for sure. A lot to do coming up here in a moment. We'll talk with Chris Del Conte, the Longhorn Director of Athletics, and why they made the decision and the announcement yesterday to go full capacity for outdoor sporting events at UT, starting with last night's Texas baseball game, and it will include the Austin Regional and softball at McCombs Field this weekend and beyond that. We'll also talk to him about the success they're having on the fields of play at UT and the latest on all the projects happening down there, what's going on with Chris Del Conte. Also, Buck, we'll continue to preview the weekend, which includes another match for the Austin FC. The NASCAR crew are in town. It's going to be fun to watch them on the road course out there at COTA. And we've got good baseball, got tickets to give. We've got to give away a pair of tickets this hour to Texas and Houston, the Astros and Rangers series tomorrow. We got game tickets for the game tomorrow. I was supposed to do it in last hour and forgot, but I'll do it here coming up. Okay. But when we give these tickets away, we'll do it right about 8:30, so in about 28 minutes. And you want to, but don't even be a part of it if you don't want to go to the game, because you got to be able to go to the game in Arlington tomorrow.
Don't, don't take the tickets and say, I can give them to someone. Just don't do that. Somebody will actually take those tickets and go themselves.
Correct. But we will let you have an opportunity here coming up. First, so let's get you the headlines, the trending topics, busy things happening, and a disappointing night over at the Dish with a great crowd on hand. Let's get to it. Top Gun, lawn equipment rentals bring you the news. And yeah, after the announcement yesterday of 100% capacity, 2,500 or more fans showed up at the Dish last night on hand, but were disappointed in the end when the home team, second-ranked Longhorns, dropped their series opener to West Virginia 5-4. That was happening. Meanwhile, first-place TCU was dropping their series opener at Kansas State, so the door was open for Texas to pull even in the Big 12 standings. It didn't do it. Staff ace Ty Madden, not as sharp as usual on a breezy night at the Dish. The Mountaineers capitalized, hit three home runs last night. A two-run shot in the first inning gave West Virginia the early lead. Longhorns battled back to tie it at two, but then another solo homer in the third and a leadoff homer in the fifth from their light-hitting shortstop put West Virginia up 5-3. Texas had plenty of chances, though, to come up with a big swing that didn't come. They went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, left 11 runners on base last night. Also saw Cam Williams get called out at the plate on an eyelash play after a wild pitch that would have tied the game at 5. And in the end, the Longhorns fall to 15-7 for head coach David Pierce.
We got to do a better job offensively of executing, and then we've just got to make them earn anything they get and attack the zone. I thought Ty did attack. We came out on the short end tonight.
It certainly did. Game two is tonight at 6:30. Longhorns still trail TCU by a game, now with two conference games to go. Big-time performance last night in Orlando by the Texas men's tennis team. Fourth-ranked team in the country secured their second straight trip to the NCAA tournament semifinals with a 4-3 win over 12th-ranked USC at the USTA National Campus in Orlando. Texas will now face number one Florida tonight. Chase for the Wanamaker Trophy began yesterday at the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island. It's the PGA Championship, and your leader after one round, the Canadian Corey Connors, shot a first-round 67, good for a two-stroke lead over six other golfers, including Brooks Koepka and the former PGA champion Keegan Bradley. Eight more golfers are at 2-under, including Phil Mickelson. The second round has teed off this morning, and we'll get you an update on the leaderboard here coming up. Eastern Conference playoff matchups are set after last night's final play-in game. It was a blowout. Washington crushed Indiana 142-115. Wizards will be the eighth seed and face top-seeded Philly in round one. Western Conference eighth seed will be determined tonight when Golden State faces Memphis.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment. It's time to get those spring projects done, Austin. Come to Top Gun this month to rent, buy, or repair the equipment you need to do it. TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
All right, so there we go, Buck. We will give you a chance to win those tickets to Rangers Astros coming up. We've got a lot to do, but right now let's go to the Vaqueros hotline and bring to the show the athletic director at the University of Texas. He is Chris Del Conte. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You all right?
We're doing fantastic. Chris, yourself?
Can't complain. All is great in the land of the horns.
Yeah, man, you guys, a lot of success going on right now. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, let's talk about the big announcement yesterday. What led to your decision, along with President Hartzell, to go back to full capacity for outdoor sports?
You know, it's interesting. We've just been monitoring it. You know, I think at the end of the day, the safety of our fans are first and foremost. And we were monitoring it all spring. And as the governor started to release restrictions, and we started monitoring the COVID cases in our community, NC2A had said that we can go to 100% capacity. And we were eventually getting there on our own, but President Hartzell and our leadership team, along with our medical staff on campus, took all factors in place and said, let's do this now. It was awesome.
Chris, how about ticket sales for football? How has that been so far? I know you guys opened it up a couple, about 6-7 weeks ago, and how's sales going?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I think it was interesting yesterday, as an indication that people want to get back to some semblance of normalcy, as the ACL tickets went on sale, and 2.5 hours later, they were sold out for session tickets. So it was exciting. I called Charles Otell and I said, hey, tell me how sales are going. So our ticket sales are going phenomenal. People are kind of waiting to see what the fall will look like as we start to open up our country and move through this pandemic, and we can see the other side. I'm excited to welcome 100,000 people back to BKR on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, Louisiana, that first game, and season ticket renewals are going. The deadline for renewals is May 24th, so we're approaching that deadline day. So make sure if you want season tickets for this year, jump on that at texassports.com. Chris, talk about the project, the South End Zone. I mean, it'll be a different feel in the stadium with the South End Zone closed. The new screen there, which is fantastic. And then I know you guys are planning with your team to be back with Bevo Boulevard and Longhorn City Limits and all the festivities that go in, the events that go in and around a Texas football game.
Well, just from a standpoint of facilities perspective, between the Moody Center, the basketball practice facility, and the South End Zone project, it's been amazing that we've continued to keep on pace during a pandemic, civil unrest, economic downturn, all these things going on. It's about $700 million for the projects. And to say that we're on schedule is phenomenal, considering all those things that are taking place. So I'm excited about that. The ice storm put me back a little bit, but we'll be ready by August in terms of the South End Zone project. We have graduation this weekend. And DKR, so they'll get a chance to just see the breadth and scope of that facility. When we had spring game there, you can see how it closes it in. So the noise level, the idea of getting back next year, we're going to just blow it out. I told Drew and our entire team, we got to go bigger and better. So I'm excited for what we have in store for our fans and students this coming fall.
Chris, when you have full capacity, when you're back in your concession stands, I know for a while with 25%, you know, people were using credit cards. It wasn't cash being. Are there things that you're going to keep back in place even when it goes full capacity, or will people be going hand to hand with cash again? Will we be back to normal, or are there things that you changed and the university has changed that will probably stay the same as they were when it was 25%?
You know, I love the efficiencies of some of those things. I'll tell you, ticketless ticket. Think about the, having produced tickets, print tickets. I know the older you get, boy, you want that ticket as a ceremonial keepsake. But to go to ticketless, ticket was great. To go to cashless, It was great. You think about Venmo and all the things that young people are doing now. So we'll do a combination of that. I don't think we'll completely go away from Zoom, right? Zoom entered our world.
Right, you're right. Pandemic,
and I think it'll still have a play. A lot of people are, do they want to come back to work 100%? You're finding out it can be more efficient maybe of having people work at home instead of having to come into an office all the time. So I think through this pandemic, we're going to learn some efficiencies and some creative ways to not only save money, but provide better opportunities for our workforce and for our fans to have a better experience. So we won't go completely one way or the other, but it'll be a bleed in, if you will, slow overture. But I've taken notes on great efficiencies that we can put forth.
And it's interesting. We've had to learn technology that now we are comfortable with, and that does allow us to do more things, I would imagine, moving forward. You mentioned graduation. 96 current and former student-athletes will graduate this weekend, so congratulations to them. And, Chris, one of our first conversations when you took over at Longhorn Athletics, you said you your expectation, your bar, is that your programs will compete in the top 10 in the nation and compete for championships, and that'll be across the board. Prophetic. I mean, it's been a heck of a year. We've talked about the success of the winter sports and the spring. Even through a pandemic, if the baseball team could somehow win the Big 12 regular season, that would be 13 Big 12 championships. That would be a new record in the Big 12. I know you have to be pretty proud of what's gone on here in the last 8 months.
Oh, without question. You think about it, I'm just proud for our coaches, our student athletes, our staff, everyone involved. It's just been the last. And everybody with the Longhorn Nation, it's been just a god-awful 18 months. You know, just dealing with things that we just weren't prepared to deal with, you know, when you're just such disruption in our lives. And for when we decided to have athletics this year, one of the things we did is we wanted to get back to some sense of normalcy for our student athletes. And to, you know, and that to see them just rise to the challenge. And then every single day we set a goal. We will be a top 10 team. Our goal, a lot of people can talk about winning championships. The University of Texas, we've won in every single sport, a national champion, except one or two. So we know it's there. We have the facilities. We have the institution. We have leadership from our president who believes in intercollegiate athletics. From what we can sell, we have the city of Austin. We have just phenomenal coaches. So with recruiting, you start putting places in place that you can see today with both of our tennis teams in the Final Four, both of our men's and women's track teams ranked 1, 2, and 3. You look at what's happened with baseball, softball, at the regionals this weekend for softball and baseball has a chance to win the Big 12 championship and host a regional and super regional. It's just an exciting time on the 40 acres. I am pumped to be associated with it, but credit goes to our coaches and student athletes. They are rising to the occasion, and we're just beginning.
Chris, the Hall of Honor, that's one of the things that when you first came here we talked about. And you got that done, and it's magnificent. It's absolutely beautiful. Is that baby open up to 100% right now?
It will be, my friend. But you know, we gotta. It's one of those things where we had an event last night. I had all of our senior graduation party last night. So I was going back and forth between the baseball game and our graduation for our student athletes, and we for the kids to see there and walk through and see it, because for the last month it's been our testing center for the last year for COVID testing. So we had it all cleaned up, put it right and ready for them to walk in. They're like, okay, this is a hallowed grounds that my grandchildren, my kids can come to and say, I was a Longhorn, and this is what it means to be a Longhorn. So it was awesome last night. And that event allowed us to do that, to showcase
great
them. So it's beautiful.
Chris Del Conte is with us, Director of Athletics at the University of Texas. Chris, the Jay Hartzell, for our audience, for our alumni and fans of Texas, and you know he's come online as the new president in the middle of all of this. I mean, it's a lot going on. There's been a pandemic, and there's been global nationwide unrest. There's been the Eyes of Texas debate. What's your read on Jay Hartzell? I know you talk about the relationship you have, but give us some insights for our audience on what type of president is leading the university right now.
You know what? Steady leadership. The guy doesn't panic. I mean, he is phenomenal. Great sense of humor, great vision, wicked smart, great sense of humor. But I tell you what, he's been battle tested. And boy, he listens, takes in information, gathers thought, he gets consensus. But when he makes a decision, he makes a decision, and we just move on together. He's just been phenomenal. And I've learned so much just watching his leadership. Because when you're in leadership roles, it's easy to take pot shots. Right, I would have done it this way, the water cooler conversations, whatever that may be. And to watch him lead has just been phenomenal. And how he just talks to people, listens, he's just been great. And University of Texas is lucky that we have him during this time. And I cherish our friendship, but more importantly, he's one of the best I've ever been around.
You know,
not just because he's my current boss, I'm telling you, the dude's wicked good.
You know, the bond of an athletic director and especially the head coach of the University of Texas is very important. You and Steve, how's that growing as time goes on? I know we haven't played a game yet. We just get through spring ball, and now he's probably looking for a home and everything else, and they're getting ready. By the way, they're getting ready to start recruiting and again in June. How's that bond growing between you two?
You know what? I've known Steve for a long time, and we've known of each other. It's like I've known Chris Beard for a long time, but we never working together. I think one of the things you bring all these new coaches in, the greatest thing is that they know the culture of the University of Texas is excellent. Having Eddie Reese here, you know, we get our coaches, we meet once a month. We're going to have a retreat later this month. It's going to be about what makes Texas great. Let's celebrate what we're good at. Let's not worry about our weaknesses, but what our strengths are. And having Steve has been, was at USC, was at Washington, was, remember, he was offered the head coach of the Los Angeles Raiders at 31 years old. To watch his maturation from where I knew him to where he is today is phenomenal. Great staff. The one thing we give a lot of credit to head coaches, but it's who that head coach brings with him, and that staff is going to create a phenomenal program, no different than what CB has run, Chris Beard and him men's basketball, or Vic in women's basketball, or Flo in track and field, or Mike White in softball, or Pierce in baseball. They all have great staffs that allow them to be successful, and that's what Steve has brought. So it's exciting.
Chris Del Conte is with us. Chris, take us. I know we've all heard the story of the McDonald's visit with Chris Beard in Plainview and how that went. You met halfway. How did that negotiation go? I mean, it sounded like Chris was eager to do it, but I'm sure there were some hard questions. What did Chris want to hear to know that he wanted to jump from a good job that he had out in Lubbock?
You know, it was interesting. You can never take anything for granted anymore. You know, he built a great job in Lubbock. Let's just be candid. They were winning. They sold out that stadium. They went to the final game, Elite Eight. And I didn't want to take it for granted that this was his alma mater. I needed to make sure that we had a plan and vision in place that we could be successful and win national championships. That's Chris's goal, right? He goes, hey. So when I called to contact about the job, I said, hey, I'd like to meet with you. We had to find a place that we could meet. That was clandestine. Plainview, Texas was it. When I landed at 6:30 in the morning and he picked me up and at the FBO, there was nothing open but a McDonald's. And from there, we went to a place. We just sat down and talked about facilities. We talked about vision. We talked about what it means to be a Longhorn, where we're going. Presidential leadership can't underestimate the relation between an AD, a president, and a chairman of the region board, Kevin Altipe. The three of us are on page on everything that we do, constantly communicating, constantly having discussions, not only about our athletic program, but the University of Texas and in our great state. So it's just great to have that connection with the three of them. So this is who we're going to go get. They allowed me the opportunity to get out and go make that deal. And with CB, it was just, are we committed to being great in basketball? And I said, we're not building a $400 million basketball arena to be average. We're not building a $50 million basketball practice to be average. We are committed. There's two animals that are involved in breakfast, the chicken and a pig. The chicken's involved, the pig's committed. We're committed. You understand the concept?
You're not sleeping overnight at the Moody Center, are you? Watching that thing?
I walk by Moody in the morning. I walk by our DKR. Every day I live in it. I see our facilities. We are investing in our program so we can go out and win championships for the great state of Texas, but the University of Texas, and this is what our goals are.
And what is it, next April, the weekend, we'll be opening up the Moody Center, I think, is the first planned event there, which will be a lot of fun. And I know Chris Beard, when we had him on, he's eager to make sure that there's a big crowd at the Irwin Center in its final year to send off the Drummond style, because he's not, you know, he was pretty clear to say, hey, I'm not waiting on the new arena. That's going to be great, but we've got to fill the Irwin Center this year, and we need a home court advantage.
Well, you know, what's funny is we start off the question, how's Steve doing? Are we selling out DKR? I had a two-hour meeting yesterday with Chris about how we can sell out the Irwin Center every single game. I go, Chris, I love you, brother. It's May 20th. I'm just trying to get through baseball regional and super regional. He didn't want to hear that. He wanted a marketing plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to go about it yesterday. It's beautiful. So every coach is the tip of the sword. Steve's the same way. Coach Vic in women's basketball is the same way. Flo and track, they're all – they understand the University of Texas in its macro level, but they are super intent on their sport that drives you. That doesn't fire you up when you have a coach every day just wanting to be great. challenges you. I mean, it's I'm fired up to get to work right now.
Yeah, we got to bring the track coach on. We haven't spoke to him yet, and I mean, you know, the track and field in the state of Texas has been incredible, and University of Texas track and field has been awesome for a lot of years, Chris, as you know.
Oh, it's a phenomenal state. We have 30 million people. It's the very best state in the union. It's just not in the union in America right here. And you think about the young people that we have coming through our high school systems that are going on and playing football across the country or track across the country. We got to keep them home and get the very best kids to choose the University of Texas. And if you do that, you're going to win championships in every sport. And you think about winning 12 conference championships this year. One more and we tie and we'll beat the record. That just tells you that they're heading in the right direction. And both we won both indoors and outdoor track and field championships. We have a chance to win a national championship both in 2 weeks. So I just think if we do a great job of recruiting our state, Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, a lot of people. Funny, like both tennis teams are in the Final Four. That's the only program in the country with that honor as well for the director of athletics, Chris Del Conte. Chris, let me ask you, if we're getting through one storm, it does appear the next storm coming is, you know, whether, I don't know if you'd clarify it or classify it as a storm, is, you know, the name, image, and likeness, you know, bill in the state house and the whole plan coming from the NCAA. How are you as an athletic department preparing for those changes that are coming for student athletes?
Oh, phenomenal. You know what? We have great leadership on our department with Aaron Dunn and Kevin Washington that worked our Forever Texas program and now our Leverage program, which are designed to make sure that our student athletes are prepared for the workforce in our Forever Texas program. And the idea that we do from etiquette dinners to resume building to dress for success and academics, all the things that we put internships to put them prepared to get a job, that's our Forever Texas program. Our Leverage program, it's side by side that taking your own name, your name, image, and likeness, your NIL, your own individual name, image, and likeness, and how we can monetize that or how you can best do that yourself. So we're just a lot of education. I think the building blocks are in place. I know they are in place, and I'm excited for that. And it's you know, the evolution of college athletics and the opportunity for a young student to come take advantage of that is phenomenal. However, what we cannot lose sight of is that the average student in the United States has a loan debt of $38,000 per student. It's $2 trillion. Majority of our student athletes go to the University of Texas free education. Only 2% of our student athletes go pro. So what we have to do is make sure they have all the tools necessary that when they leave here, they will change the world for coming to the University of Texas. And I firmly believe that. And that's through these two programs that we put forth for them.
Chris, we appreciate it. Let us say, or we pass to you our thoughts. I know the worst phone call or worst piece of news is when a student athlete loses their lives, and we had that recently with Jake Ellinger. And so our thoughts and prayers are with the entire athletic department and certainly his family. And I know that was a rough situation, and just thoughts and prayers from us to you guys.
Appreciate that, my friend. For Sam and his family, it's just couldn't imagine that phone call, but we just got to keep them in our prayers and our thoughts and still reaching out to them. You know, because that's a long, those conversations need to continue to happen. So make sure you that the nation keeps them in their thoughts and make sure they continue to reach out in the past few months and years.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it, my friend.
All right. Y'all have a great day. Hook 'em.
All right, Chris Del Conte with an overview of where we're at and where it's going, and pretty good stuff. They've had a good run, no question, with a couple more sports still going. I mean, now, you know, track and field will move on to the Nationals, and tennis is in the Final Four after winning the Big 12 on both, and a lot of success for sure, and hopefully more to come. How about Chris Beard? 2-hour meeting yesterday trying to get the Irwin Center filled up come November, which is how Chris Beard operates. He doesn't take a day down.
You know, they don't like basketball. I mean, has he not figured that out yet?
I got to pack the Irwin Center.
They don't even like basketball.
You know what I was thinking? You know what popped in my head when Chris Del Conte said he had a 2-hour meeting, but he's trying to get through all this, get COVID figured out. And I was like, well, they should hire Bucky. Well, get Bucky on board for the marketing plan for the Irwin Center. Come on, man.
No, the new place, yes. That place, no, not so much. I was just wondering.
Is that the slogan? They don't like basketball.
They don't like basketball at the Irwin Center. Why try to fill that thing? Just do what you've been doing there.
Oh, that's too much. But
Wait it out.
No, you still got to play one more year in the drum.
I know.
One more year in the drum. And it's in Crystal. I mean, Chris Beard was serious. He's like, hey, we'll talk about the new arena when it's coming. It's going to be great. But yeah, we got a season to play here. And We're not taking a...
So sounds like they're not going to do a lot of exchanging of money. Sounds like it's going to be Venmo and all that stuff.
Automated That's, money, yep.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get rid of the cash cow flow.
You still write checks?
Do I?
Yes.
Yes.
Checkbook and everything, the whole bit?
I have that. I was born with a checkbook. I still know how to balance a checkbook, and I'll always have a checkbook, yes. I'll go out that way.
I'll go out. Interesting with the name, image, and likeness. They're eager for it, but they're also, typically, I mean, you got to be educating these young people on how this works and how it operates. There will be issues with it. I don't think there's any doubt all across the board. That's just the way that's going to go. You combine name, image, and likeness with transfer portal and recruiting and all that's out there. It's going to be a wild scene coming.
Yeah, I was damn close to asking Chris about, are we going to get Tom Landry into that Hall of Honor? We had so many things to ask him. I know he would be proud of that part, too, if they ever got coaching there.
Tom Landry, we learned
UT
that.
UT grad, right?
UT, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so was Tex Schramm. Tex Schramm, the
architect
of America's
team. Put them both in there together
at
a little side.
Probably should. Okay, we come back. We will continue. That take your thoughts on anything you heard from Crystal County. Somebody asked about Texas baseball tickets now that it's to full capacity. Well, we've been told on that, because if you're going to texassports.com, they still don't have a click-through to buy tickets, because this was just announced yesterday. The ticket office opens an hour before the first pitch, I believe, is the way that goes. So tonight at 5:30, you can get tickets at the stadium, and there's plenty of tickets available. So you just line up and get your tickets there, I think would be the best way to put that for the game tonight and the game tomorrow. And coming back, speaking of tickets, we're going to give away tickets to see the Texas Rangers play the Houston Astros tomorrow in a Silver Boot Series in Arlington. If you'd like to win those, we'll tell you how you can next. Plus the Craig Way Report, plus your salacious gossip and a Friday Blitz coming back.
We do have some delays to deal with, certainly with the crash report in frontage of 183 northbound at McNeil, southbound Mopac at 2222. We are seeing a delay because of that. And also on Loop 360 Capital Texas Highway at Spicewood Springs Road, a reported crash there might cause a little bit of an extra delay for you. Otherwise, everything looking routine on your main lanes. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
Ernie Hatton, folks, Ernie Hatton Real Estate, my realtor and good friend, and got word from Ernie yesterday that you folks are giving him a phone call and giving him a text and want to hear the information that's out there that, as I'd say, and he's telling me to tell you, is life-changing. The money that's in the market right now is life-changing. It really, really is. And he said several people have already called and are moving forward with putting their home on the market, even though it's a challenge to find the next place. The money is just too much out there right now, especially as Ernie tells me to tell you, if you're in a home that's not the long-term home, you don't plan to be in it for the long haul, capitalize on it now. Take advantage of this market. And then, you know, we'll help let Ernie help you figure out the future. But we're talking about silly money, the money that, as Ernie says, you know, what number would it take to get you to talk about it? How much would that be versus where your home is valued? And Ernie, they're getting that. They're getting that in the market right now and above that right now, which just changes. You know, you're talking about equity at one number. You're making two, three times that right now. Houses hit the market. There's a bidding war. There's cash in the market to buy that home, which changes your financial situation. Can change your life for the long term, and all you need to do to talk to Ernie about it, just get that free education, talk to him about the process, how this could work, the complications that are there. 507-5142. That's 507-5142. It's a 512 area code. That is Ernie's cell phone. You can call him or text him on that and set up that free consultation, and just talk to him about it. Learn the ins and outs. The one thing I always love to tell you about Ernie is he's a straight shooter. He's not going to, you know, it's all out there for you. He'll tell you about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the market right now, how it works, and then you can make a decision from there. To appreciate you folks who have called and getting to know Ernie Hatton and taking advantage of this opportunity, at least exploring the opportunity to take advantage of it at 507-5142, 21 years here in the market. Ernie Hatton's the best. Online at erniehatton.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Austin area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 512-691-1001. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in downtown Austin, San Antonio, and St. Louis.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. I want to send a big thank you to all of our clients for sharing the reasons that they do business with Apple Leasing, and all of you that send in your awesome reviews. Since 1986, over 35 years, Apple Leasing has been helping Central Texas with the easiest way to lease a new or pre-owned vehicle. The beautiful thing about Apple's simple interest lease is that with one phone call to 512-346-9977, you can learn about which vehicles hold their value the very best and have the biggest rebates. Our job is to find you the vehicle that best fits your needs and your budget. I know the past year has presented challenges like never before. As the pandemic winds down, the automotive industry is facing a huge inventory challenge. Again, Apple Leasing's ability to acquire any make or model vehicle at fleet pricing from our network of dealers that surround the state serves you very well. So if you want to drive a new car or truck and only pay for the new half, call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com.
You did it. You woke up today. You even got out of bed. You deserve a reward. We can't all be morning people, but we can all get McDonald's for breakfast.
Enjoy a delicious sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit and crispy hash browns for only $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The savings are plenty at Specs in the Spring. A selection so big, it's fit for a king. Shop fine wines, rare spirits, and craft beers galore. For same-day delivery, just order by four. With experts on pairing your wine with your dine, let Specs turn tonight into your time to shine. Selection and savings, convenience and cheer. At Specs, the fun starts here. Texas family owned since 1962.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh no, hate to see it, but your clubhouse leader after one round of the PGA Championship, Corey Connors, is having a rough go of it. In round two, he is 3 over today.
Woke up on the wrong side of bed.
Through his first 7 holes, he has tumbled into that group at 2 under par, now trailing Brandon Grace, Keegan Bradley, Brooks Koepka, Aaron Wise, and Victor Hovland at Kiawah Island, the ocean course. So, yeah, Corey had a great day yesterday, shot 67. But
looks like I'm going to have to pick Hovland to win.
Victor? Because your guy, Samet Burns...
He hurt himself yesterday. I can't help that.
Dude, he shot 41 and said, I'm out of here. I am sayonara.
He may have said that. I'm out of here.
No, he said he had a back injury, but we'll go ahead and leave him on that.
Oh, my back again.
But yes, Samet Burns is not going to win. My pick, Rory McIlroy, is probably not going to win either. He did not have a great day. But boy, I did pick Brooks Koepka as one of my picks, and I feel real good about Koepka. I saw him do a post-game interview or post-match interview or round interview, and he looks like he got that eye of the tiger we like to see with him. He started with a double bogey yesterday and then shot 69.
Yeah, so, do bear down after that.
He's still, when he's locked in, he's still Brooks Koepka, Major Brooks, and he's there. So, yeah, rough start for Mr. Connors. And we'll keep you posted as the second round is underway and tough conditions continue with the winds and You know, the thing about the PGA Championship is once you win one, you're always welcome back. So, gosh, the
there's some old dudes there, don't they?
Oh yeah. Well, and if you're a teaching pro or a PGA, you know, PGA Tour teaching member or member of the PGA of America, our man Omar Uresti's out there playing. He's out there playing.
Not having a fine time of it either.
Well, he's plus 13. He's plus 13.
Been there.
John Daly.
Like every round I play now.
John Daly is plus 13. Joe Summerhayes is plus 14. But they're all ahead of your guy Sam Burns. Sam Burns.
He withdrew. He's at the very bottom.
Oh, man. I love it.
Kevin Na's having a go of it,
well,
too.
We don't play good. It's, Rich Beam. Beam was plus 2. Like, he's right in there with the – he's better than a lot of the top players in the world right now after his first round. So we'll keep an eye on Rich, who had a good go of it yesterday. Rory McIlroy plus 3 as he tees
always
off.
Always keep my eye on Simpson. He always tends to start slow, and Webb Simpson, he's the guy.
Yeah, we'll
It'll
see.
Start slow and start cranking
I watched
it up
some of him
bit.
Yesterday. He turned what could have been a 78 or 79 into a 74.
Yeah. That dude could have been an 80.
I watched him chip off the cart path, like the gravel cart path. Like it was short-sighted on the cart path.
Yes.
And he thinned it up there right to with about 3 feet. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Trying to imagine me taking that shot.
Glad I didn't take Adam Scott either. Plus 6.
Yeah, not having a good... Good go. But we'll keep you posted as Corey Connors has tumbled. Thank you to Chris Del Conte for the visit. And let me correct. Several people texted after I said that there are no tickets at TexasSports.com. I said that because someone texted and said they went to TexasSports.com and they couldn't find a place to buy tickets. Tickets are available at TexasSports.com for the Texas baseball games this weekend. Somebody said received an email about it yesterday, easily purchased tickets for last night's game and Saturday's game. So there are tickets digitally, and then you can buy tickets 1 hour before first pitch, day of game tickets, at UFCU Dish Falk Field tonight starting at 5:30. And I'm assuming that is also the case for the softball regional across the street there at Macomb's
Field. And Coach Landry, someone said, has a plaque. I'm talking about a little spot in there.
Tom Landry is in the Hall of Honor. He went in the Hall of Honor in 71.
Right.
Your point has been, is there a display for Tom Landry in the Hall of Fame in the north end zone, which I think would be a neat deal.
Such a neat deal. You'll get a ring for that.
Hey, can we give away a pair of tickets to see the Texas Rangers?
Here we go.
Play the Houston Astros in the Silver Boot Series, the Lone Star Series coming up this weekend. Here's how we can do it. Zay, the phone number is 447-3776. But the Lone Star Series itself, Astros and Rangers, the two Texas teams, dates back to 2001 in their first meeting at the ballpark at Arlington. Astros won it 5-4. But the two teams have met 215 times. 215 times, Buck. Do you know which team has won more games? Which side owns the better record? If you know the answer, it's 50-50, and you want to go to the game, you will call 447-3776, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets. You want to give away both pairs right now, Zay? Want to give away both pairs?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So if they know the answer, is it Rangers or Astros who've won more of the 215 matchups all time? If you want to go to the game, can go to the game. We'll get you the tickets today, and you can go up tomorrow.
I kind of know which way I would be leaning on that after watching the Astros for those years where nobody would come to the games.
The miserable Astros.
I said that you must love this team. You have to love this team because there were people coming to those games when they were just getting spanked night after night after night, and the Rangers were having some success at that time. You know, can of corn, things like that. You know, I got to believe it's the one way I'm believing it is.
I think you have the right answer.
Yeah.
I think you have the right answer. As an Astro fan, I think you have the right answer. But it'll be fun. Astros come in playing better baseball, obviously. Astros have pulled into first place in the American League West. They beat the A's again yesterday. They've won 10 of 11, Houston has. And as we said, in a baseball that's being...
We got winners, y'all.
So we'll give away those tickets right now. But yeah, the Astros come in playing much better. I mean, the Rangers lost... How about this? The Rangers lost 3 out of 4 to the Yankees after being swept by the Astros. Actually, they came in on a 6-game losing streak, but beat Gerrit Cole on Monday. Like, beat Gerrit Cole, the guy who's pitching better than anybody in the American League. And then they lost the next three to your Yankees. Oh,
they didn't just lose. They got no hit
and shut out yesterday.
And then shut out.
Yeah. So Astros are heading one direction. Rangers are headed the other. But it's still, if you've not been to the new Globe Life Field and checked out the new ballpark and want to get up there and check it out, we can. Astros now 26-18, by the way. Rangers 19-27. They've lost, what does that make them? Yeah, they're on a rough go. Six-game losing streak, then lose 3 out of 4. Yeah, they lost 9 of 10. Astros have won 10 of 11 coming into that series. All right, so we've got baseball. We got the Longhorns. And, boy, what a disappointing game last night. We'll have more with that with Craig Way here coming up. And, you know, that was just one of those frustrating games. You know, you give West Virginia a lot of credit because I thought, especially their bullpen guys, made a lot of good pitches in big spots late. But I also thought that the Longhorns, I don't know if it was the layoff or I don't know if it was – you know what? Just a bad night, but
yeah,
they
just a bad time.
They swung through some good pitches last night.
It's a bad night for having that kind of game, especially when you could look over and see on the scoreboard that TCU is losing and they lost a game, and you have a chance to now be the team, and now you really hold your destiny. You have 2 games left, and you can win a Big 12 championship, regular season championship, because that's got to be one of your goals.
It has to be. And I don't know if they're, you know, because Augie Garrido used to tell us that you can't try to play baseball. You just have to play baseball. I don't know if that was it, if there was some pressure in the crowd or whatever. I mean, not even an excuse. It's just observing the game. There were just times where it felt like you're one swing away and you've worked yourself into a good count.
Well, you thought they were going to win.
Where you're going to get a good pitch. I mean, this is one of the last place teams in the Big 12 who David Pierce told us yesterday comes in on a winning streak. They'd won 5 or 6 in a row.
Especially with the guy on the mound.
Gotten some guys healthy. They had their ace on the mound. Keith Moreland last night say he thinks that kid will be a first-round draft pick in the Major League Baseball draft. But you still scored. You got 4 runs off of him. You got to him. And put some runs on the board. Could have been more, but at the end, it was their bullpen that threw zeros up seventh, eighth, and ninth innings.
Right.
Where you
had guys on base.
Yeah. I mean, just and Doug Hodo struck out in the last out of the game with runners at second and third and a chance to push the tying run. And I will say this, if you were watching the game or at the game, there was a play right before the final out where it looked like it was going to be a wild pitch. The pitcher, it got loose, and it was going left of the catcher. And it was an Olay play. He reached back, and I don't even Keith Moreland and Greg Swindell were talking about, I don't know how he caught it. It's almost like he closed his eye and it found his glove. If that ball goes to the backstop, there's a good chance that the tying run scores.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big that play was, and that's why I say just a frustrating night. It just felt like there was all these opportunities where Texas was going to get it because you were looking up at the scoreboard and seeing that TCU was losing and losing to K-State, and you're trying to manufacture this run at least to get it tied. Cam Williams got called out at home on the play that was originally safe and then out, and then it was just one of those games. And we'll look back, come in on Monday, or even on Sunday, that if the Longhorns don't win the Big 12 regular season crown, that game last night will be a big reason why.
That was a tough one last night.
By the way, all-time record between the Rangers and the Astros in the Lone Star Silver Boot Series. Of 215 matchups, the Rangers have won 120. The Astros have won 97. So you were right, Buck. You had
the... Dude, it was just over that span of watching the Astros just get pummeled all the time.
The 100-plus loss Astros seasons, yes. And that was right in the middle of when the Rangers were really good.
Right.
Making runs of World Series and whatnot. But Astros currently on a 4-game winning streak in the Lone Star Series, having swept the series earlier just last week down in Houston. All right, we'll come back. When we do, load up the Blitz. It's a Friday. We'd love you to bring that strong, and it's only as good as you make it. Plus, a little gossip ahead of that. But first, with more on last night's ball game and other assorted things, it's Craig Way.
It's time for the Craig Way Sports Report, brought to you by Bud Light. Now, here's Craig Way.
As frustrating losses go, last night featured a pair for Texas and Texas State. The Bobcats scored 5 runs off a pair of home runs, but lost to Coastal Carolina 10-5. And the Longhorns saw their ace, Ty Madden, allow 3 home runs in a 5-4 series opening loss to West Virginia. It was a bizarre night in the Big 12. The bottom feeders of the league, Kansas State, West Virginia, and Kansas, all won over the top three, TCU, Texas, and Texas Tech, respectively. And the losses by TCU and Tech were news to head coach David Pierce.
I had no idea that both of them lost, to be honest with you, but I mean, that's why this league is the second best league in the country. I mean, top to bottom, you've got good players. You've got guys that compete really well. They threw their best at us today. We weren't our best on the mound. I thought we fought and clawed. We just didn't get it done. you know, we never really just got that big break, and that's just part of the game there.
Coming up this afternoon, we'll have more on the baseball weekend, as well as the NCAA softball regional for Texas and Texas State. That's in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
Hey, everybody, it's Aaron Hogan, and you know Bud Light is my choice every single time when it comes to a coldie, and it should be yours, too. As things start to open up throughout Central Texas and around the great state, you start to get out again, be sure to order and look for the Bud Light at all your favorite spots, the convenience stores, the grocery stores, and, of course, your local watering hole. And if you're still staying in, hanging out with your buds, watching games, barbecuing in the backyard, that's fine, too. It's always a good time for a nice cold Bud Light. The colder, the better for me, please. Order Bud Light at all your favorite spots. Always my choice and absolutely should be yours. Bud Light is the world's favorite light beer.
UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. UBO Business Services specializes in streamlining workflow to allow better communication within your organization and with your customers. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
There's no better feeling than getting a great deal, like a hotel room upgrade or a free car wash with every tank of gas. Maybe unlimited chips and salsa with your burrito. And now, as an AT&T wireless customer, you can get an exclusive deal on a super fast internet experience with AT&T Fiber. Get consistently fast speed, even during peak times, and a great deal with AT&T Fiber. Learn more at att.com/fiber offer. Limited availability in select areas based on wired connection to gateway. Restrictions apply.
If you're looking for the definition of service, I'm sure Sewell's name is in the dictionary of service.
Every time we have called for any of the vehicles, it's been top-notch.
Sewell has been serving Texans for over 100 years, and we are proud to now serve Austin.
It's more than a brand, it's a family. I drive a Sewell, and my family will always drive a Sewell.
Sewell Jaguar Land Rover North Austin is now open at Highway 45 and Palmer Lane, and we look forward to serving you.
Don't miss your chance for a memorable night's sleep during the Factory Mattress Memorial Day sales event. Hurry in for buy one, get one free on select mattresses, and give your guests a great night's sleep too. As a Tempur-Pedic elite retailer, Factory Mattress can save you up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets, the most highly recommended bed in America. You'll even get a free adjustable base upgrade with select purchases.
My Factory Mattress.
Factory Mattress offers guaranteed lower prices on all the top brands. And during the Memorial Day sales event, you'll get free next day delivery, setup, and removal. Buy one, get one free mattresses, up to $500 Tempur-Pedic savings on adjustable mattress sets, a free adjustable base upgrade, or 0% financing on all brands for 60 months. Don't miss your chance for a memorable night's sleep at Factory Mattress, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
Next Insurance gets your business covered in just 10 minutes, saving you boatloads, all from the convenience of your phone. Next is basically the insurance of your small business dreams. You know, if anyone actually dreamed about insurance. Get a quote now at nextinsurance.com.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No, oh boy, Salacious Gossip is brought to you by Bud Light. The weekend brought to you by Bud Light as well. Not the artist of the weekend, but this actual weekend that's coming up. Brought to you by Bud Light. Whatever you're doing, out at the dish, taking in Texas baseball. Maybe a little NASCAR action for you out at the Circuit of the Americas. Whatever you're doing, maybe playing a round of golf like the Buck is today. Do it with an ice cold Bud Light. Only four great ingredients. It's the world's number one light beer and has been for a long, long time. Always will be because it's the best. And it's makes the good times great. The great times become unforgettable with a couple of Bud Lights or Bud Light Seltzers, also very popular. The Texas Cheaters still sipping on the Bud Light Seltzers from time to time.
They are. I mean, there's different colored cans in there.
Yeah.
They're jamming those.
100 calories, not a lot of sugar in there.
Yeah, man. They're
good.
Not a lot of sugar. They're jamming it down their gullets into their little round bellies that they've got going on right now. A lot of
flat
them.
Bellies are better golfers than round bellies. We've learned this. That's what they call the flat bellies.
I don't know,
bellies.
Man. Paulie's got a little bit of a little punch there going on him, and
he hits it well.
He's been hitting it well. He was at the back of the pack, and guess who is in the back of the pack now?
Duckboat Paulie?
Yeah, Duckboat Paulie. By the way, the duck boats are going well.
Y'all
keep going in. Y'all keep going in the duck boats. Those rides and
people love the
education
duck boat.
Of Austin is cool. I've been on that tour twice.
I've been on the duck boat tour.
It's an awful lot of fun, man.
And that's going even with COVID, right? We're all good?
Yeah, oh, no, we're good. We're back.
Everything's back.
The riverboat's going on.
Heck, you said Madison Square Garden's back to 100% now. New York goes 100%.
The New York Knicks.
We're
back. Knicks are back, man. The Knicks are back. It's good for the NBA when the Knicks are playing well, you know?
It's been a while.
What's that? What's that?
We are the New York Knicks.
Huh.
We are the New York Knicks.
Yeah, that's right.
We are the New York Knicks.
What is this song?
What are you talking about?
Go New York, go!
Go New York, go!
I would agree that the Knicks have been dreadful, and it's good that they're at least in the playoffs, hosting a playoff game this weekend.
20,000 coming in there to Madison Square Garden.
Playing the Atlanta Hawks.
So COVID's over, right?
Is it fair to say when the Knicks play the Hawks, that's the two most irrelevant franchises of the last 10 years
wow,
in the NBA?
Literally. Horrible.
I mean, really?
Come on, man.
But they're back. They're both back.
You know who's been that way for a long, long time and is back? The Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
They've
no,
been
it's
gone
been a long,
long
time.
Time.
Yeah, not since back on the...
Yep.
The good
Paul
times.
Westfall.
Well, they had the...
who else was the...
Well, they had the Steve Nash days.
Kevin...
Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire and those guys. I mean, they were really
Kevin
good.
Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson, the mayor.
That Steve
mayor
Nash
Johnson.
Team, that, remember they played the Spurs. That team should have won a championship at one point, but they did not. And but now they're back, and they'll play the Lakers. The Lakers coming up in round one this weekend.
Yeah, that's when David Stern thought it was a good idea to sit out Amari Stoudemire and Boris Diaw for protecting Steve Nash because dirty big shot Bob broke his nose or something, knocked him over to the scores
big
table.
Shot, cheap shot,
hey,
Bob.
Hey, don't leave the bench area. Don't leave the bench area. It's a foul. It's a penalty. You're out. Cost your team. Use better judgment. No, that was that. Yeah, that swung that series. That was very controversial back in the day. There's no doubt about that. But I haven't heard the name Boris Diaw in a while. There we go. The playoff basketball must be here. Amari Stoudemire was good. That's a good player right there. Good player. And I heard an interview with Big Shot Bob yesterday. Big Shot Bob. I saw it on television. Big Shot Bob and his 7 rings. They were talking about, is he going to get in the Hall of Fame?
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to, but he's got all those rings. He's hit some big shots.
He has hit big shots.
But it was interesting that he said, you know, he played against and played in the same era with Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. So he has, you know, he's got a pretty good breadth of knowledge on who the best.
Knicks haven't been any good since Bernard King.
Well, you were forgetting the Patrick Ewing, John Bricklayer Starks days.
Wow. That was not good.
Hey, can we do a little gossip here? It's brought to you. Oh, this is not good news.
Uh-oh.
Not good news. Who let the dogs out? You never like to flip on TMZ and see one of your football players. There's Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke Elliott.
Poop in the corner?
Zeke Elliott's dogs have gotten the running back in legal trouble once again.
Dude.
Cops say the NFL star animals, including a Rottweiler, got loose and bit two neighbors.
Wait a minute, is this old news or is this a new deal?
This
him?
Is new news. Police say 3 of the Cowboys' dogs escaped his Frisco home just before 9:30 a.m. yesterday and attacked bystanders. Cops say when they arrived on the scene, they were able to secure the dogs and put Elliott's Rottweiler into a mandatory 10-day quarantine to determine if it had done the biting. Police also say Elliott issued three citations for dog at large.
This guy and his dogs...
Ooh, no.
Yeah, and I mean,
there's a photo of somebody's arm gnawed on.
That was the last time. I think that was the last one. The gruesome injury of the last flesh-eating dogs.
That was March of 2020 when the flesh-eating dogs. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Control your dogs. I mean, if you're going to have, like, attack dogs like that, you got to make sure they're secured. Now, you let your dog get out every now and again, but your dog doesn't attack people.
What about if you have a poop dog that just likes to poop in the corner? Is that allowed to? Is that?
Are we ever going to get past this? We're going to get past the poop in the corner?
Never. That's never going to go away. do you really think that's going to go away with me? That's never going to go
I've
away.
I've turned the page.
No. No, 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 no. Hold that forever right there.
Okay. Same guy that was telling me to get over Michael Griffin and $1,000 he owes me. You're holding this grudge.
We're talking about $1,000 and we're talking about something that could hurt me for life over there in the corner. That's different. Matt hazmat suits had to be placed in here. Are you kidding me?
It's a little
crack rash in the whole gang.
It's just a little puppy poop.
I don't know. Well keeper and crack rash. Are you kidding me? That stuff was disgusting. It's always going to be disgusting. Let's go.
Can we? And he's the guy over here that lets his dog poop in somebody's yard and doesn't pick it up. He's one of those people.
I'm not. I don't take my dog on a leash. My dog poops in his spot by the septic area.
But that's in your big yard. But you say you would never carry one of those bags and pick up poop.
I'm not carrying that bag. You guys can go you know where. You beautiful ladies out there with that silly little bag in your little waistband, and then you pick that poop up. I'm not doing that. I'm not picking up poop. You just have to dodge that stuff. I mean, come on.
That's just not being a good neighbor. Come on, man. Let's go to your Blitz. It's loaded.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Texter's right. I need to leave them one of my famous baked potatoes in the back of their truck. I like that, all right. First Blitzer, you're up. Oh, it's Tabo. We're going to get into your shed. What's up, man?
Ese toro.
Yeah, man.
¿Qué pasó? Happy Friday. Tú también, Blanquito. Ese toro.
Yeah.
So, Ivatos, I want to check out your storage shed did yesterday in South Austin, dude, south of the river. I just tailgated in, dude. Easy to get in and out. Not a problem. Dude, I looked at the lock. I could pick it. I could pop it. I could torch it. Not an issue. All I want, dude, is those Bud Light fixtures, man. You got some nice ones in there, Bethel. Happy Friday, Toro!
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, they want this. They want to do this.
I do have, I think, one or maybe two Bud Light, like, neons.
Storage wars. We can outbid these clowns, E, for the
those
storage.
Neon signs light up in the bar. Like,
are you kidding me? How many people, you know how much those things are?
No, I don't know how much those things are.
All right, next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
What's up?
So one duck tour wasn't enough for you, huh? You had to go back for second. There's only one reason you went back for second.
What's
duck
that?
Duck sausage.
Oh, boy. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, a little message for CDC. My nephew is a national merit finalist, scored a 36 on the ACT. That's a perfect score. Full ride to Alabama plus $3,500 this semester. Can you imagine what they're going to pay a five-star quarterback?
What?
He's got a relative? He got a scholarship?
Really?
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Paternity test.
Hearing the We Are the New York Knicks song.
Yeah.
Was such a tear to my eye.
I know it did, Sal. New York, go New York, go New York. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, you slackers. It's the month of May. There's nothing to talk about. I thought you guys said you were going to take calls from college on Fridays. Let's go.
Oh, that was supposed to start.
You're supposed to remind me Open Line Friday.
By the way, that's how into it we are with you people.
Well, because last Friday we were at the golf tournament.
Right.
So we were on the road, so we nixed the idea. We'll revisit.
We're
taking your calls now.
That's true. Next Blitzer, you're up.
What's up, players?
Player.
Hey, for all those who don't like Tim Tebow and his faith, there are many who love him for that and believe in him. I'll take the minus 265 that he starts.
Okay, that's interesting. That's real interesting. Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Black Scotty McConnell. The book is right. We do not like basketball. Bad basketball. We love good basketball.
There you go. What? We like good basketball. Appreciate that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, this is Mike Vick. Hey, Zeke, we don't need a bunch of dogs. We need a bunch of cats.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go home!
I would say this. If that's somebody else's dog, if that's my dog, my dog's going to sleep for the deals that Zeke has had. They're putting my dog to rest if that's my dog and not Zeke Elliott's dog. Those monsters have got out and eaten flesh twice in a year. Twice!
Yeah. Yeah, it happened back in COVID, at the beginning of COVID.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and you also have to secure your dogs better. I mean, I understand people love their animals and love their pets, and they're not mean. Well, if your dog gets out and then he bites people, he might be mean.
That's true. If they go directly.
His first instinct is to go up and attack somebody.
Yeah,
that's
to eat your
might
flesh.
Might be a problem.
That's a problem.
All right, we'll come back. And that's Zeke Elliott. We'll have more on that coming up. Also, the leaderboard shifting pretty dramatically at the PGA Championship in round two. We'll get you the very latest on that front and get you ready for your weekend. Got a lot to do. It's B&E live, local, and digital. We are always streaming. You know that, right? We make it easy for you, whether you're on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, or finding us on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, or streaming always live and worldwide at hornfm.com.
NASCAR is coming to Austin, and the Horn is bringing you all of the action from the track. Rodney Rodriguez and Stu Myrick are partnering up to bring you driver interviews, the latest on standings, insider information, race notes, and more. NASCAR hits Circuit of the Americas May 21st through 23rd. The Horn's NASCAR pit crew will have the latest on air and online at hornfm.com. NASCAR coverage on the Horn brought to you by Busch Light and AMM